basically the term ahead and the things that we know are happening. Just be really good to be praying about that in our group. So our church life together, our mission together is in the coming term. As you may know from last Sunday, we're beginning a new preaching series in 1 Peter. This is the true grace of God. We're excited about what God will be saying to us through that bit of his word. Home groups will be carrying on following the 1 Peter series. And we've got our morning Zoom sessions at 11 o'clock. And we're going to be trying to integrate Sunday club Zoom sessions as well as we did before the summer. So this coming Sunday, 10 a.m., there'll be a Zoom session for children to join in with, specifically for them. We're looking at producing Sunday club material for Key Stage 1. Again, just as we did throughout the first stages of lockdown. So Lisa and others are aiming to get some of that pulled together maybe for this Sunday to email out to families for them to use at home with their children. 527 is starting at 6 o'clock. So kind of this weird name we have, but at 6 p.m. on Zoom on Sunday nights, we're going to be beginning 527 again, looking at the book Confronting Christianity, not this Sunday, it's starting on the 20th of September. Looking through some just big objections to the gospel and thinking how that can help us just proclaim Jesus to our friends, really. And already Source, our youth group for teenagers, has started meeting on Zoom again, posting talks on YouTube for our teenagers. So that's a lot of what's already happening. And then I guess the big question of how and when can we meet together physically as a church family? So basically we want to say tonight, we are positively pursuing meeting together again for those who feel able to meet. And we hope to be able to update you about that, hope to be able to do that. We thought last Thursday, maybe the next 6 to 8 weeks, we were hoping to get things in place. Now, in all of this, we're committed to loving and honoring one another well on this. So I'm very aware there are people in our church family who really want to meet together as soon as we possibly can. There are others in our church family who are very anxious about meeting together in the current climate. And we want to love one another well in this season of change and uncertainty. And we want to be praying against divisions in our church family over when and how we can meet together again. So we just are feeling this is a time we're really going to need the Lord's help to show us how we can love each other well. Now, where will we meet? As Peter already said, we are waiting to hear from the school. I've contacted Louise Underwood at the school a few times the last week, just asking for prayer points and asking if they've got any sense of a timetable for when they might be open to us again. We've not heard back from the school. We're not massively surprised at that. The school have got a lot going on. Do pray for our relationship with the school. We regularly come back to, should we look for another venue even before COVID? We regularly come to the sense that Avenue Primary School is right at the heart of Clarendon Park. And that's still the area of mission we feel called to as a church family. So just pray for that relationship. If we can't meet at the school, as and when we are able to meet, what other options are there? We're in contact with Ralston on Ayres Monsell. Potentially there might be work there. Knighton Church has very kindly offered in principle that we could use them in an afternoon. We need to be keeping talk tonight as they make their own plans about Sundays, but that's an option. We're other venues. Basically, one thing from tonight is if people here know of venues, if you maybe pass things you think there's a community hall or some other venue you think might be open to us, please do let us know. Let me or one of the other elders know about that. And some people have said to me, what would be the option of meeting outside? So if the weather is good on a Sunday, just go to Victoria Park. We've looked into that. That's not viable. There are still restrictions on outside gatherings unless you're on private land and you have the landowner's permission. So some people may know Knighton Free Church had a day at Hungerton Farm a few weeks ago, but that was obviously with that permission of the Dixons. And we need to be careful of our witness as a church to the local community. So we don't want to flout the rules, parading ourselves in Victoria Park. So that outside option at the minute doesn't seem to be there, though Pete already mentioned, and Louise Underwood, long before the last lockdown, said maybe you can meet in the playground. So watch this space on that. Possible formats for meeting together again. Again, we are just exploring that. And again, we'd welcome any thoughts people have. Some people have already emailed in some suggestions. One option is we maybe meet together on a Sunday afternoon. So again, that could be the option of, say, Knighton, if Knighton are open to us meeting there. So a short time on a Sunday afternoon of maybe prayer, Bible readings, a short reflection, maybe a song sung from the front. Again, we can't sing corporately. And all the things we'd have to put in place for that. So socially distanced seating, limited numbers. So we would almost certainly have to have a booking system. We'd have to wear face masks, though we do a provision service leader, preacher, etc. wouldn't have to if they're at the front for those times. No mixing between households, at least keeping that to a minimum. Keep a record of who attends. There's lots of things we have to get our heads around. No tea, coffee, refreshments and we wouldn't be able to hang around for long. But after all that, we would still be able to meet together, those of us who feel able to, be able to see each other in 3D. And that might actually be a really precious thing. In that scenario, we'd probably keep our sermons and all age slots on YouTube, and we'd probably keep meeting in the morning on Zoom so everyone can join in, and maybe that afternoon option would be for some others. Another option, we maybe do find a venue for a Sunday morning. Similar to option A, it would be a shorter service. We'd have to definitely keep it sort of 50 minutes or less. And we don't think we'd be able to run children's groups initially with the layout if this was at the school. We wouldn't be able to do that. And this would have to be an all-age service, all the things with social distancing, face masks, no refreshments, no corporate singing. But again, we could potentially find a venue to accommodate us on a Sunday morning. Again, we're looking at that. Do we do that one service because only a small number of us will want to meet? Will we have to do maybe two identical services to accommodate more people? Do we try to start that weekly? Do we go for like once a month we try and do a gathering of some description? The rest of the month we do things online. You may be hearing from what I'm saying. There is lots of options out there. One big thing again is needing to get a sense from the school. If it is a possibility at all but this term, then that might help us to plan towards a particular date. But yeah, we're just grappling with this, and we'd really value your prayers for us as elders and any thoughts you have on how we could do things. These are all options. We are talking to other churches, and there are other churches in Leicester that are beginning to meet together again, and we're in good contact with them. So I think of the likes of Trinity Life Church and Knights and Free Church are working towards that. Churches often with their own building, so it's slightly different for them. We're getting advice from FIC and government as well. And we're really wanting to watch closely if advice is going to be changing in light of schools going back. So the questions that we're facing, we'd really value your prayers on. The venue, if we can meet together. If not the school, then where? We do want to move on this. We do think it's important to be able to meet together if we all can, but also we know we have to walk before we can run. So again, pray for that mixture of real patience, trust in God, but also pushing things forward while trusting in God. We'd really value prayer for that. And then practically, to start meeting together physically again, as and when we can, that will take a lot of work to get us up and running again, wherever we are, whether it's at school or elsewhere. So we need to be setting up for social distancing. We'll need to have teams of people to be willing to help set up, to tidy away, to clean thoroughly after meeting. So there's really lots of challenging times. But again, someone helpfully said, you know, we'd have to say something like, if there's no setup and cleanup teams, well, we can't meet. And this will be one of those times of those who feel able to meet and are up for doing that, we will really need to muck in together. So pray that actually even in that might be a real time of growing closer together as a church, as and when that is a possibility. So elders are continuing to discuss all that. Please pray for us. Please share any thoughts or questions or ideas or concerns you have with the elders about that. We'd really value your thoughts on that. Other things for the future, home groups, they're carrying on, and we are so struck. We had a home group leaders prayer meeting on Sunday night. It was so exciting to hear how home groups have functioned throughout lockdown. Relationships are so important to us at Avenue, and perhaps even more so at a time like this. We've seen that throughout lockdown. We want to keep investing in relationships. I'm so thankful for our home group leaders and our home groups being places where people are loved and prayed for and encouraged to keep going in the faith. So in the coming term, home groups will continue to meet on Zoom. And basically we're saying, if restrictions lift, let's do what's allowed. And so if two households could meet together to join in a Zoom session for home groups, let's do that. And there's some people in our church family who do live in areas where that is allowed. Meeting up in the park outside when we can, talk together, go for a walk together, pray together. Let's try and be community together using Zoom. But if there's other things we can use as and when it's appropriate, we want to be doing that. But relationships are key. Home groups feel very key at this stage in our life. And then youth and children's work. Jake is working really hard behind the scenes. I'm just going to say this stuff on his behalf, but do pray for Jake and others. He's researching, working hard on how and when we can get children's and youth groups meeting again. So again, Source, we've already mentioned, they've already got their online teaching up and running with YouTube, Zoom meetings once a week. Jake's looking into the mentoring starting again. Jake and Bethany, having joined us, Bethany Shirtcliffe, we're hoping that the two of them could do some mentoring of teenagers, that Jake with the boys and Bethany with the girls. And we think with some provisions for charitable work that we would fall under, we could do that in people's gardens, maybe even in people's homes. But again, just working towards being able to meet physically outside. We think outside is the most viable option initially. And we hope in the next week or so, Source might be able to do something outside to gather together. But again, pray for that in light of schools and everything. ACE, which is our group for years 4 to 6, Joe Hawkins and Jake, again, are working hard on this together, putting safeguards in place, doing risk assessments. And again, the hope is, again, that ACE might be able to meet outside at some point in the next few weeks before the weather turns too cold. Accelerate for years 1 to 3. We're just chatting at the minute. We're looking into it. It's a lot harder to socially distance at the age of Accelerate. Obviously, they're younger children. They're not socially distancing at school. They don't really have to. So that could be a challenge. But again, Jake and Bethany are working closely on that, looking at what can be done for the age group of Accelerate, and maybe sort of a one-off event, again, to reconnect with families, maybe with children and parents. But again, we just watch the space for that. But do pray for the youth work and children's work. And again, the whole question of venues, Jake, again, is looking into venues. If it's not the school, where might we be able to find inside venues that would be appropriate for youth work without the school accessing us? In all of that, that's a huge amount to process, but we need your prayers. We're going to pray in a second. We'd be praying for wisdom, for love, for courage, above all, a trust in the Lord as we move into this term. So in your groups now, we're going to pray. Just again, pick anything you've got there. We've got the headings from Dan there. Pray for the elders, please. Pray for Avenue Primary School, our relationship with them. Pray that we would find ways of blessing them, even if we can't meet there in the short term. Pray about other possible venues. And pray for Jake and Bethany and Joe looking into children's and youth groups. Pray for all of us as a church family as we just try and navigate the months ahead. We want to be communicating well to you about this. We're going to be sharing stuff in Zoom sessions. We're going to be emailing out as and when things become a bit clearer. But yeah, we're going to spend it. We've got maybe 10 minutes for this breakout group. So let's really use it to pray for the future.